We walked by each other in the hallways at school that Friday morning. I knew it was his first day because I had never seen him before. Those blue eyes, like looking into the sky on a beautiful summer day. He was tall, hair golden brown as the sun is setting, with skin smooth and tan, like someone you've seen in a movie.
I don't know if I should go up to her. I seen her a couple times in the hallway, and I wasn't sure if I should say hi or not. She wasn't the type of person I thought I would get along with. She had the type of smile that every time you looked at it, it brought joy, and you couldn't help but just smile. Her teeth were so perfectly straight, white as pearls. I got lost in it every time.
The weekend felt like weeks, and he was constantly on my mind. I wondered if I was on his. Monday morning was the day I worked up the nerve to talk to him.
Monday.
It was Monday morning, and my next class was homeroom, and that's the class I had him with. Mr. Watkins was assigning seats, and my look finally came when he sat next to me.
Hi, my name is Jaden. What's your name?
I'm Allison. I saw that Friday was your first day. How'd it go?
It's kind of hard to say. Most people don't start their first day on a Friday, haha.
You're right.
Me and my mom moved down here a couple of days ago when her and my dad got a divorce. I wanted to start school right away to get things off my mind.
I'm really sorry to hear about that. If you don't mind me asking, what happened?
My parents just constantly fought. I just got tired of it.
I feel. My parents aren't the best terms right now either.
Months later.
Ever since that day at school, our conversations grew more and more.
There was never a day we weren't talking. Oh man, she was on my mind every second of every minute. But I don't know if I should tell her. My doctor only gave me a year at most. I didn't expect to fall in love with this girl that quickly.
A couple days passed and he wasn't showing up to class. I looked for him in the halls. I asked his friends if they had seen him or heard from him. But they said they hadn't seen him since the last time they saw us together. I was getting a little worried, so I called his mom and I asked if Jaden was okay, and she responded, saying that he was in the hospital right now, but he was okay. She said that they were at the hospital right now and that I can go and see him. I put the phone down in a rush with anticipation to see what's been going on. I walked into the hospital as I seen Jaden's mother with some guy. I walked up to her, shook her hand as she introduced me to Jaden's dad, Rob.
You can go and see him in room 212.
I see Allison walking into my room. I'm not sure if I should be worried or happy to see her.
So I met your parents. When were you planning on telling me? Telling me that pretty much everything...
Allison, I have cancer. My parents aren't actually divorced. I only say that because I don't know how to tell you that I've been sick. I found out I had leukemia when I was 16. My doctors told me that I had a year left, so I've been living my life to the fullest. But the way I feel about you is real. Ever since the first day I met you, I had forgotten I had cancer. The way you make me feel, I haven't felt this way in a long time. I was afraid that if I told you, you would treat me different.
I understand why you did this, but if you really knew me, you'd know that I would never treat you different, especially if you were sick. I am here for you. I will be with you every step of the way. I'm going to talk to your parents, get to know them better, and see where they want to go from here.
I love you, Allison.
I was with him the whole summer, and all that time we spent together was magical. But all good things had to come to an end. A couple days later, he had passed. I grew so close to him and his family. My love for him will never grow apart.